How's it? Today is about mindful benefits and how it's a real superpower. By the end of our time, you'll walk away knowing exactly what mindfulness can do for you physically and mentally. Aloha in Mind is now.
Aloha, friends, and welcome to Aloha in Mind podcast, aka AIM. My name is Carissa Burgos, educator and mindfulness presenter, a Southern California gal living in Oahu with my family, learning the Aloha way. And to help me along that path, I have my co-host, Don O'Brien. And each episode, we're here to embrace the Aloha spirit in connection with mindfulness. So whether you're an educator, a parent, or just an individual looking to improve your own life and mental health, we're going to give you strategies and useful information that can help you get to that point. So we're so stoked that you're joining us on this journey and, you know, mental well-being for better mental health well-being for all ages. So before we deep dive in, Don, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Aloha kakou. How's it? I'm Don O'Brien, a big mouth for big aloha. Lots of radio, little bit TV and emceeing, tons of teaching. In other words, a media mouth, motor mouth right here in Hawaii. Ne aloha. Our aim for Aloha in Mind is simple. Ready? Aloha, always wins. What? Yes. Choosing love and aloha is proven winning for your body, your soul, and your spirit. Win, win, winning. It's mental health, aloha style.
All right. So let's start winning. We're going to talk about mindfulness and how it's our ultimate superpower. And a superpower that many of us don't even know that we have.
I love the superpowers, and especially the free ones that are simple. I can handle. Yeah. I can handle that one.
And so we're going to talk about the winning benefits for us. And bottom line, it's a superpower, super benefit. So let's go.
Let's roll.
So in case you're joining us for the first time, what does it mean to be mindful, or what is mindfulness? It's to be present in the moment.
Easy.
Free from mental and physical distractions. Mm-hmm. What does that look like? Simple as paying attention when you're driving, being focused at work, being in connection when you're with, when you're at lunch with your friends or when your children are around or whoever, like, it is.
Really listening when someone's speaking.
Right.
I'm mindful of you right now, Risa.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And so that's what it is. And it brings a lot of benefits, right? Mm-hmm. And it's something that we all need to practice daily, all the time, even when it's hard.
Yeah.
I mean, there's days where, you know, remember the book, Alexander and the No Good, Very Terrible, or whatever.
Yes, yes.
The No Good, Very Bad, Horrible Day, something like that, right? We all read it as kids if you're our age. And he couldn't find anything good in his day. Well, there's days like that where, like, I'm so mad. I can't do anything right. Nothing's going the right way. Mm-hmm. You still have to practice that deep breathing, those brave breaths, pausing, even on the bad days, because what it does is it prepares you for, unfortunately, tougher situations that may arise in our lives. I mean,
and it seems to be going that way. And I would say, I would add, you should especially, or I should especially do it on those days,
right?
Not even in the tough times, but especially in tough times, it helps to ground me and make me resilient.
Right. I mean, life is a roller coaster. We get hit pretty hard sometimes. Yes. Individually, right?
Yeah.
We're all dealing with something. So what mindfulness does is it helps us better, not saying it's going to hurt any less, mm-hmm, or it's going to sting any less, but it's going to help you deal with that in a more conducive way that is going to bring you some light, even some positivity,
yeah,
and make you, you know, just get through that situation much better than you would not having any of these strategies.
That's great. The difference between PTSD and PTG, which is post-traumatic growth. It's still going to hurt.
I love that.
But you come out on the positive side.
I love that. I've never heard of that.
Thank Amazing. You.
So a lot of times, if you have children or students, I know my students are always like, Miss Burgos, I can't do mindfulness. I can't do deep breathing or brave breaths. Like, I have so many thoughts in my head.
Yeah.
And so what I tell them is, you know, imagine you're laying in a grassy field and you always see the beautiful clouds floating by. And that's exactly what the clouds do. They don't stop. They go by. So imagine your thoughts are those clouds. You see the cloud, you see that thought, let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah. It goes right on by, and then get back to that space where you need to connect and take those deep breaths.
I like that. The floating cloud. Because mm-hmm. your emotions are real, but they're going to go right by.
Yeah, you can't deny them. Mm-hmm. You don't want to act like they're not there, but you also can't sit and like fester in them, right?
No.
So quick recap from last episode. We talked about brain science. And we had our lizard brain leave the lizard. We had our numbat brain nudge the numbat. And then our human brain hug the human. So remember, lizard and numbat brain are our animalistic brains. They're very instinctual, right? Mm-hmm. You always want to get to the human side of the brain. And why do we learn about the brain? The more you know about your body, the better choices you can make to live a better life. Best brain, best life.
I love when you say that. Best brain, best life. It's simple enough that my little brain can remember that best quote. So best brain, best life. Now, for the most important question today, why? Why mindfulness? I mean, it's true. We can operate without it just fine. And our basic brain can handle most of survival and most of our everyday to day operations. But our best brain, our highest self and ultimate being, comes through activating the best brain, the human brain. That's why mindfulness. Number one, it's living our best lives. Number two, when you hear just a few of the benefits, and there's like a plethora, hundreds, mm-hmm. mega studies, right? Studies of studies about all of the benefits, you're gonna want it. And that's mindfulness as a superpower when you choose it. Number three, and I'll cut myself off here because I'm getting way too excited. Number three, final reason for wanting mindfulness and the benefits, it's free.
Yes.
All it takes is a little bit of effort, like a breath, literally, and a little bit of time, and you unlock the mega brains, mega bucks jackpot. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Yes. Law knows people in Hawaii love Las Vegas, right?
Me too.
We call it the ninth island because most of us are over there half the time.
I love that.
Viva lost wages. Viva.
That's exactly lost what wages. It is.
And it is lost wages, but here's the thing. We get a real jackpot with mindfulness. In fact, you're going to be walking out winning and winning for a lifetime. Now that's a real win-win-win.
For sure, for sure. So let's talk about those mega brains. Mega bennies.
I'm at an age where I need mega brown. I will be right honest. I'm putting it out there, family. Mega brains.
We need a lot of stuff these days. So mindfulness has many benefits, mind, body, and soul. We have done all the research for you.
Yeah, come on.
On verywellmind.com, they have the top 10 benefits. We're going to go through those, break them down for you, and let you know exactly what mindfulness does for you. So starting at number one, in a large scale, and I'm going to read them for accuracy, in a large scale review of more than 400 studies, mindfulness is identified as an effective mental health practice for helping almost all people improve physical and psychological well-being.
Did you say 400?
Mm-hmm.
That's huge.
Helping almost all people.
That's a meta-analysis. That's a study of many studies. All people?
So yeah, you break it down, 400 studies, practically very, very similar results, helping almost all people.
Wow.
I mean, you can't go wrong with that. That's the jackpot, right?
That's the truth of the truth of the truth. And, you know, we always say science says, that's a lot of science saying right. it right there.
Right.
Cha-ching infinity, Reese. You Heck had a yeah. great one for number one. That is laying down the spirit smackdown right there. My goodness. I better bring something right now. Now, number two then, let me lay it down.
Okay.
Great relationships. We all want okay. great relationships, so I know I got mine right now. Studies show that mindfulness leads to empathy and then also to partner acceptance. You're going to have happier couples and happier families because when mommy and daddy are happy, everybody tends to be happier.
Yes.
And then a greater well-being. In fact, oh, sooky sooky now. Let me lay down some smackdown for you. The good kind of smackdown. In fact, relationships even use mindful touching. So wow. that's like hugs and, you know, other forms of physical touching to improve intimacy and loving kindness. So when daddy's happy, mama's mm-hmm. happy, everybody's happy. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yes.
Win, win, winning.
Love
if you know
it.
What I mean.
Yes. Number three, lower stress, anxiety, and depression.
Okay, just stop right there. I just have to interrupt you that I would give my whole, seriously, jackpot, all of my wealth for lower stress, anxiety, and depression.
Those are like the three top villains, right?
Yes, of our health industry.
It is like so, I'd say it's bad, but it's really bad today. I mean, I have so many students coming up to me and, you know, they, if you're, you know, a decent teacher, your students trust you enough to come talk to you.
Relationships.
And they say, Ms. Burgos, I'm so stressed. Mm-hmm. I'm stressed. Mm-hmm. That's all I hear. And this is seventh grade through 12th grade.
Wow.
As young as seventh grade. And I was thinking the other day, I don't know about you, Don, middle school, high school, the words I am stressed nor the thoughts never entered my mind.
Not once. Maybe we just didn't say it back then or express it that way, but not once did I ever say that when I was a kid. I never said I am stressed.
And I think, you know, there's a lot of really tough expectations, high expectations placed on children today.
Yes.
Even little ones.
Yes. Because they have the extracurricular, they have school, they have a ton of homework. They also have sports.
Right.
I mean, as you just said, high expectations and a fast paced world.
Yeah.
And they're kids. I'm like, you're not LeBron James. You're 5 years old. Right. Stop that.
You know? Right. I mean, even with technology, we grew up connected with the earth. Let's play outside. Mm-hmm. Let's play with each other. They're growing up with screens and
digi devices.
There's nothing wrong with that imbalance, but let's admit it, a lot of times it's not being done in balance. And so that's also hurting them. So
yeah,
mindfulness is so crucial to that.
And as you were saying, and we kind of led into that, the health industry is making a ton of money,
big pharma,
because all of our top pharmaceuticals are dealing with stress, anxiety, and depression. Even our kids are medicated a lot of times, which is a little shocking for me, having grown up way back in the day. But when we use mindfulness, we can resort more to a more natural, holistic health. Our bodies are self-healing machines.
Exactly. I think you said it perfectly.
Number four. Mindfulness improves memory. Don't forget that one. It improves memory. Because you're focused on the now. You're fully present right now. You're fully engaged 100% in this moment. Number five and six, it lowers your blood pressure and it improves sleep.
Oh, I could use that.
Remember that old commercial it used to sing? And I'm going to replace the word mindful in there. Mindful will help you get your sleep.
Yes, I do remember. I love it.
It wasn't mindful. It was a drug. But we're offering mindfulness today for free.
Exactly. All right. For number seven, for chronic illness, it helps improve the quality of life and reduce mental health symptoms.
Wow.
Number eight, it even improves type 2 diabetes. Lower back pain, rheumatoid arthritis, paralysis, and fibromyalgia. Wow.
You know what? Any one of those, from the type 2 diabetes to lower back pain, I get that sometimes. I even have a sweet girlfriend. She has fibromyalgia. Mm-hmm. It's serious. But if you were saying, and it's scientific, science says that mindfulness can help you to assuage the symptoms of all of these serious things. That's amazing.
Well, you know what I think of too? I remember when we were first initially talking, having conversations about aloha, I asked Don, like, explain to me aloha. And we talked about, you know, putting the heads together and the breath of life. Like, breath is life.
Yes.
And it can do so many miracles for our bodies if we just use it right.
Right? It's half of aloha. The breath of life is ha. And when you breathe well, you live well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you remembered that. Thank you. Number nine benefit of mindfulness is an interesting one. It increases empathy. Now, what does that look like, sound like? It means less crime, which our United States could use right now. We got major cities like San Fran. Crime is going crazy. But when we use mindfulness, it increases empathy, which means we're more compassionate with each other. And what does that look like in school, you might wonder? Less bullying.
For sure.
Science shows that the bullying rates plummet. That means they're dropping. Would you even imagine an on the news one day, they say, well, we have a major headline, breaking news, there was no bullying in schools today.
I would love to see that one day.
Me too. And so would most of our kids in our classes or in your homes, right?
Right.
It even lowers recidivism, which means people who go back into prison, and it decreases violence. In other words, we got a nicer community and a greater sense of ohana.
Back to that saying, it takes a village, right? We're all here for each other.
That's right. And ohana means family, and mindfulness makes us family.
You're right. And last but certainly not least, number 10 is better emotional regulation and self-control.
Wow.
So basically, you're able to handle yourself more appropriately and better in situations, right?
No drama queens or drama kings.
Exactly.
Drama mamas.
Manage your feelings. I actually have read an article that stated that emotional intelligence is desired more than intellectual intelligence by employers. Now, wow. Some of you are like, emotional intelligence, what is that? It's just the ability to know your emotions and how you manage them. Mm-hmm. I mean, the employers want people who are going to get stuff done, right? More for their money. They don't want the drama for your mom at the coffee station, right? I mean,
throwing the burgers across the counter, right? Slopping the soda at the customer because they didn't quite say please in the right tone. Yeah, right. We want no drama mamas or kings behind the counters.
Exactly.
And here's, I know we just gave you the top 10 mindful benefits, but I got to give you one more because I've been doing this. So bonus, you just hit today's daily bonus.
Hit it.
I got to add it. Epic results is that mindfulness helps you to make healthier choices. Mm. And believe me, I'm the last person who wants to get up and go to the gym or eat right. But here's one example. It's like a lot of less binge eating or emotional eating.
Okay.
Right? Reaching for the carbs, reaching for the Ben and Jerry, my dear best friends, Ben and Jerry. I've been really doing this mindful eating and mindful choices. I'm really tasting the food. It's like I get five times the flavor fireworks in my mouth because I'm thinking about it instead of just watching a screen, typing, working, Netflix.
Multitasking.
Right. And then less fulfillment.
Right.
So I'm tasting my food. I'm feeling what I chew. And then I feel fuller faster.
Okay.
That's a modern day miracle for a Polynesian. All right. I eat for your survival. I'm also more satisfied. I'm like, wow, I didn't eat that whole plate lunch. Or I didn't eat the 3 scoops of rice or 2 scoops. I'm more satisfied and I enjoy food more. So I lost a little bit of weight, just a little bit.
Good
for
you.
We're working on it. But cha-ching, cha-ching, blubbling, bring the ring. Okay. Hey.
Hey, I love it. That's win, win, win.
Right? Big bonus is that mindfulness helps us to make healthier choices and we get to see the results.
I love that. I'm a big foodie too. So yeah, I can appreciate that.
Yes. Thank you.
So I have another bonus benefit for us.
I did mine. You get to do yours. Okay, we just can't stop. Mindfulness, you are loving it, right?
So, you know, back in, it seems like way back when, but you know, a few years back when we had the global pandemic, we were sent into isolation. So mindfulness really helped us reconnect with ourselves.
That's
within.
Massive, right?
I mean, think of those. I mean, I don't really like to think of those times, but we were forced to be inside. We weren't outdoors. We're forced to be away from people we work with, people we love.
It was literally house arrest. And for those of us who are single or live alone, it was solitary confinement, which is the worst type of punitive punishment, right?
Or for a human, right?
It's solitary. It was hard, Reese.
So I think the benefit that it brought is that a lot of us really dug into a side of ourselves that maybe we didn't even know existed. I mean, I have people I know that are bakers now.
Sourdough, my favorite bread. And everybody suddenly had the sourdough culture, right?
Yes.
Or they went into other side businesses. I have a lot of Hawaiian friends who started becoming designers and producing like aloha attire or bags or whatnot.
Right.
You started this podcast based on that time of solitary with your family.
I mean, it's amazing. Like, you know, it's a dark time, but it also, like, if you dug deep, you really reconnected with yourself. And as we said, these benefits, mind, body, and soul, and when those are all connected, amazing things can happen.
And we connect within, but we also connect without. Now, I often say this, it's part of our choose love curriculum, but we can't always choose what happens to us. None of us would ever choose lockdown or ever choose a global pandemic.
Of course.
None of us would choose that, but we can always choose our response and we can always choose love. With mindfulness, we can always choose our best brain, our human brain.
Best brain, best life.
Best brain, best life. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. She hit it again. You got to remember it. Stitch it on a pillow. Get a tattoo. Do whatever you got to do.
I mean, yeah, improve the relationship that we have with ourselves and with others, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So now let's say it together. Okay. Ready, set, go.
So what? Now what?
Are you ready for Aloha in action? We've been talking a lot, but now we get to activate it. We're going to put some practical rubber on the road and hit it. This is a favorite activity today that we're going to share called tapping. Have you heard of tapping, Risa?
Not until you introduced it to me. Dawn had come a few months back for professional development for PD. Teachers at my school. Mm-hmm. And she did this tapping and it was amazing. I introduced it a little bit to my students, but I mean, I'm sure.
I'm proud of you.
I'm not doing it to the full capacity I can be.
No, you did it. And that's the point. And progress is success. Every little step counts towards the end goal. Right. So I congratulate you for learning it once and then trying it with your own.
I mean, it's amazing. So I'm going to let you take the reins here because you're the pro.
I love it. So it's called tapping and it's getting in touch with yourself. Literally, we're going to do a little bit of acupuncture. Just joking. That requires needles and I don't do needles.
Me either.
Although I do admire acupuncture. I've done it in the past. Very healthy. But tapping is acupressure. A little bit different. And you're going onto that pressure, different pressure points on your body. It is based on ancient Chinese medicine and they nailed this stuff.
Wow.
So I'm going to teach you today tapping on your pressure points of your body, 9 of them. First one, I'm going to ask you to hold up your hand. You're going to make a flat hand with a blade right there, the end of your hand. And you're just going to take some fingers and tap on that. Just tap on it with your fingertips. You're going to be at this time releasing some of the negative stuff caught up in you, the hormones like adrenaline, cortisol, the stress hormones. You can do the other side for balance on your other hand. And you're not only flushing out the negative, but even better, you're replacing it with positive hormones like the daily dose, D-O-S-E, dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. Oh, I got you. Boom, kaya you. Next point is after your hand blades is you're going to go on the top of the head. Light tapping. I call it tapping, not tap out for you MMA fans. I know I'm from Big Island, just scrap, but not now. So we're tapping the top of the head. Next one, you're going to go to the facial area where we bind up a lot of our stress. You know, when you're furrowing your brows or you're frowning right now, we're breathing nice in and out. We're thinking grateful thoughts. We're between the eyebrows. There should be two, plural. And then you're going to go to the outer tip of your eyebrow, right on the temple area. And if you notice, this is where when you stress out, you begin to rub your forehead. So right now you're tapping that. That's kind of your instinctual response to the stress hormone getting caught in your temples. But you're releasing it and inviting the good stuff. Next one, under the eyes on the ocular bone, which means the eye bone. Sounds kind of funny.
Does this help with eye circles?
Yes. Because remember, you're flushing out the negative stress and you're introducing positive. And then next one is under the nose, over the top lip. I used to have a co-presenter say, call it the mustache point and stare at me as he said mustache. And I said, excuse you, I work really hard on my mustache. Let's not point it out. Next one is under the lower lip and above the chin. And if you want to use two hands and get more area, surface area. Oh, you know, at the end of the massage, when they do your face, my favorite part. Next one, you want to go to the clavicle, which is your collarbone. Again, there's a lot of lymphatic nodes here that can trap the hormones going through your body. And if you're always stressed, you're going to begin to marinate in that stress. But right now you're releasing it. You're bringing the daily dose, the good stuff. Next one, last one is your first rib on the side. Those are a lot of lymph nodes in that area, not in your armpit. Okay. Nobody needs that pit. Get out of the pit, but you're about a hand's width down on the first rib. Just tap that nicely. You can do the other side for balance and symmetry, and you can even do them both at the same time. And then let's go through one more time just to seal the deal. Hands. We're going to do it faster this time around.
Okay.
You're worth it. Make sure you're just tapping, not hitting. Top of the head. Inner eyebrow. Temple or outer eyebrow. Breathing, thinking good thoughts. Remember the upper lip, bottom lip? Oops, we forgot the ocular bone. Let me back up and grab that.
That's my favorite part.
Right? I love that one too. And then the upper lip, bottom, on the chin, your collarbone, go all across, and then your upper rib. And when you're done with those nine, shake it off. Let it go. Take a good deep breath as you put your hands in your lap or on your desk. And repeat a few aloha affirmations with me to seal the time. I am well.
I am well.
I am doing the best I can, and it is good.
I am doing the best I can, and it is good.
I am choosing love.
I am choosing love.
I am aloha.
I am aloha.
Thank you. You know what? We just did a mindful practice. We did tapping. As important as it is to do that exercise, it's also equally as important to check in with yourself. I'm going to ask, how do you feel right now? Now, as I respond, I'm feeling a lot better than when I walked into this podcast. Risa saw me. I'd just been through some traffic, and that stuff makes me terrifically terrible. And I was not in a good space. But after doing the tapping, I actually feel joy bubbles. I feel like a little soda pop with all these little joy bubbles coming up.
That's a great description of it. I'm really energized. Is.
How do you feel, Risa?
I feel like I just came out of a massage.
Right.
And I didn't have to pay for it or tip. So this is wonderful.
That might be the best part. And we love our masseuses, but boy, is it really expensive.
It is. But yeah, that was amazing. And it's just very rejuvenating is the word that comes to mind.
That's a good one. Good one. And rejuvenating, energizing.
Yeah.
How do you feel? Check in with yourself. You know what's funny is I teach this in high school and with seventh graders as well. And they often say, oh, miss, I'm tired. I like take one nap. I like sleep. I'm going to put my head down. In other words, they're extremely exhausted because they've been up playing video games all night or on their digital devices. Right. But you know what? That's a natural response because we live in such a fast-paced society. And in especially our American culture, we don't take a time to stop or rest. There's this thing called siesta, and we don't do it normally, but we go, go, go. And when we finally check in with ourselves, then we realize, my gosh, I'm so tired.
Exactly.
I need some quality rest. Exactly. I didn't sleep well. I mean, isn't that true, Reese?
It is. And you know, a lot of people are like, oh, siestas, do people really do it? They do. It's been a while since I've been in Europe, but last time I was in Italy with my husband, probably 10 years ago, enjoying the food, the culture. You know, we love food, so we're like, let's find some snacks. It was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and everything was closed. Not one store was open, and we're like, what's going on?
In the middle of the day.
They are siestaing.
I love it, and they do it in South America in many countries right at lunchtime, and I'll be really honest, I siesta every day, so I'm sorry if I've offended you and denied you lunch, because I always say, I'm sorry, I have a really important meeting from 11 to 1. I block that time, and that meeting is with myself, and the meeting is the meeting of my eyelids, and I just take a little rest. I take my siesta.
I love that, meeting with myself. I need to do that. Yeah. Y'all should do that.
You're a top priority. You're important. Love that. So that was tapping. Remember that one. And students even do it right before, as I'm administering a test, I can see them doing the tapping, doing their breathing.
Great.
You can do it before you take your driving test or maybe before you ask someone on a date or to marry you. Anytime you're feeling some stress, tapping is a good one to go with.
I love it. I love it. So just to recap, audience, mindfulness isn't this hippie woo-woo thing. Mm-hmm. It is scientifically backed. There are studies that prove it is good for your mind, body, and your soul. I mean, when you get all of those aligned, you are in the best possible place for yourself to live the best life that you can do, right?
I love that. Yourself. Best brain, best life.
Right.
That's a good one. Why mindfulness? Because aloha always wins.
So as always, we like to kind of, you know, end the episode with a challenge for our audience.
Love these.
And our challenge to you is when you go back to work, whether it's tomorrow or Monday, because today is Saturday, whenever you have to go back to work and you know, we all have that list of things that need to get done at work. Mm-hmm. When you look at it, take it one task at a time and fully be immersed and present in that task, even if you don't like it. Right? Don't let yourself get distracted. Don't let yourself get discouraged. Before you head into that task, deep breath, brave breath, and change your perspective. Remember, if you're there, you bring value to that workplace. So
huge.
Think of, what value am I bringing to this, right?
It's good.
And I know for me, a lot of things that I like to do, or to think, I should say, is that, what can I learn from this? Because if you've been in your field of expertise for a while, you get, oh, I already know how to do this, and I'm pretty good at it, right?
Autopilot.
Yeah, back to the autopilot. So think of, like, what can I learn from this? And it's a new perspective, and you actually ignite this little curiosity.
It's good.
And it brings a little bit of joy with it.
Yes.
So take those breaths at work, get the task done, appreciate the moment. I mean, we are alive. We are living the life. It doesn't get better than this. I mean, we're too blessed to be stressed.
I love that one. Too blessed to be stressed.
All right. So just to recap for today, that mindfulness is not this hippie woo-woo, like, magical thing. It is real. It is scientifically backed. For all you doubters, we have the science to prove it, that it can benefit your mind, body, and soul. And when that's all aligned, you are out there to live your best possible life with the best possible and positive outcomes. So,
best brain, best life.
That's right.
You know what? Why mindfulness as we come for a close? Because aloha always wins.
All right. So our challenge for you today is that whenever you go back to work, today's a Saturday for us, so whether it's Sunday, Monday, is that when you go in and you see that list of things you need to do, you know, that list we always have that is never ending, is that you take it one step at a time, distraction free, and be fully present in that moment, and maybe even change your perspective. So take that deep breath.
Maybe some tapping.
Some tapping, now that we've shown you tapping. And start that task and maybe think to yourself, you know, I'm here for a reason. What value do I bring to this work environment? And something I do for myself, because when you've been doing something for a while, you're like, oh, I know it all and I know what I'm doing, right? I try and tell myself, what can I learn from this? What is this going to teach me? And once you can do that, it really changes the perspective. It ignites curiosity. You get excited again. And, you know, you actually go about it with some joy.
That adds value. That's like Risa Deluxe, Uber Deluxe. You know what, as we come in for a landing, thank you so much for joining us today. You're an important part of our AIM Ohana. From our hearts here at the AIM podcast to yours, aloha.
And remember, audience, aloha always wins.
Aloha.